Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. For such a time as this, the first word out of my mouth today has to be to prophesy, to call forth, to call into being the God-given prophetic declaration that God has done it because the lies are being revealed. Hallelujah! So now we call for justice so that the lies are reversed and justice, truth, and righteousness prevails. And the second word out of my mouth has to be no. No, it is not okay for evil forces to try and rule the United States of America. The United States of America, a country and a people that Almighty God has anointed and appointed for His purpose. No! So right now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over us for protection from the enemy. And I declare that justice, truth, and righteousness shall prevail in the United States of America. I call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his rightful position. I call him from his anointed position as Cyrus into his anointed position as David, because those of us who have read the Bible, we know that David took down the evil giants. And how do we stand? We stay in belief. We stay in faith. Almighty God says in Jude chapter 1 verse 20, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Spirit." In the name of Jesus, let us get excited for God. The things God is doing, we must open our ears to hear the wonderful things that our God is doing right now in the midst of us. And we must praise Him. We must lift up His mighty deeds. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening in America and all around the world. So can we say it with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God. Miraculous healings are taking place in America and all around the world. Say with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God. Jesus is appearing to unbelievers in America and all over the world. Say with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God. Repentance and salvations are happening in America and all over the world. Say it again. Thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God. Where is the praise of our mouths? Let the word of God take root downward and bear fruit upward in us. Let us trumpet the awesomeness of our God in the presence of our enemies. Let us come to the table prepared for us. Let us feast on the goodness of our God in the presence of our enemies. Let us declare the promises of our God in the presence of our enemies. So come to the table and eat. Let us fill our mouths with the word of God. Psalm 23, say with me, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Just reciting the Lord's Prayer is taking a stand for justice, truth, and righteousness in this land. Just declaring Psalm 64, verse 7. It says, "But God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise." That is backing up the action plan of God. That is being a part of the spiritual warfare that is taking place right now. Just saying that in Psalm 64, verse 7 is saying, "I trust you, Lord. I see your hand at work, and I ride my horse behind yours." Let us get excited. Why? Because God is God, no matter what. Because God is still on the throne. The word of God encourages us to get excited. Why? Because the gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. You are a born again, spirit-filled child of the living God. You are made in God's image. You are a water walking, miracle calling, God believing, fire calling, healing declaring, prophesying trumpet. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. You were lost, but now you are found. You declare the word of God, and it is so. You gird yourself with the belt of truth. You only do what you see your Father doing. And you have been grafted into the vine, and you know the vine dresser, Jesus is Lord. Almighty God, we call for justice. Justice over falsity. For such a time as this? No, we are not complacent. If it is against the word of God, it is not all right to let it stand. Lord, let your word be the breath that comes out of our mouth. Pray, ask, get excited for God. Declare justice over falsity, and thank Jesus that you do not fit in. Thank Jesus that Donald Trump does not fit in. Would you pray with me? Pray with me. Lord, I declare that I walk through every gate that you open for me, Lord. Lord, break every ungodly chain, Lord Jesus, that would stop us from declaring your word. Break every ungodly chain in me, Lord. Break every ungodly chain in us, Lord Jesus. Break every ungodly chain in this nation, Lord Jesus. And break every ungodly chain off of this nation, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. There is an anointed generation that the Lord is raising up. Get excited about it. Let's fill our hearts with it. I encourage you to desire to be a part of that anointed generation. Isaiah chapter 60, the Lord says, "Arise." Arise is the first word. Arise from the depression in which circumstances have you, in which the situation that is happening around you holds you down. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Shout scripture. Let God's word be heard. For those who listen to this program, you know that the Lord asked in January of 2020, last year, that we learn. Yes, to open our Bibles and learn Psalm 23, Psalm 91, Psalm 121, and the Lord's Prayer. Perhaps he knew what was coming. He wanted us to have his words in our hearts and on our lips, like the pen of a ready writer, to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy and the arrows that fly by day and the deadly pestilence that stalks at night. But right now, I just feel it in my spirit that I'm speaking right now to maybe a teenager, maybe an older person. You are feeling suicidal. And I declare in the name of Jesus, you shall not die. I declare in the name of Jesus, you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. Put that knife down. Put that razor down. You shall not cut yourself. I declare in the name of Jesus, you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. Jesus himself has watched your every move. Jesus has watched every tear you have cried. And he has held you. And he holds you right now. You are not forsaken. You are not forsaken and you are not forgotten. You stand up when the enemy says sit down. You open your mouth and the Lord fills it. I declare you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which the Lord had prepared for you before the foundation of the world. You are a worshipping, power praying, faith believing, God declaring, word of God wielding child of God. You have the victory. And you know in whom you believe. Rise up like an edifice in Jesus' name. And those who know their God will do exploits. You have been justified and redeemed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And right now, if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you please repeat these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I receive that right now. And I say, I am sorry. I repent. I turn away from my sin. And I ask you now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, fill me now from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, leaving no room for the enemy. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Now I hope that you had the desire to pray that prayer in your life today, because these are special times we are living in. There's never been a time like this and there never ever will be. So hallelujah, I encourage you to stand. How do we stand? The Bible says we live in him continually. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.